Matthew Stuckey here, and I'm giving you another soul winning tip in this video. And I want to talk to you about when to avoid answering questions at the door. This is kind of part of a two-part series, because the next video I'm going to talk about when to answer questions at the door, but there's also a time when to avoid questions, and that's what I want to talk about in this video. Some people have this idea that no matter what is asked at the door, we should answer it, and that is just not the case. The Bible tells us there is a time to avoid questions. It says in Titus 3 verse 9, "But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain." This verse comes right before it says, "A man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition, reject." And see, many heretics will ask foolish questions and will argue with you, and they'll try to waste your time, and it comes to the point where you need to just move on. But, you know, when we're talking about foolish questions in general, what would be a foolish question at the door, or a question that's just basically a waste of time? Well, point number one, you should avoid questions that are unrelated to the gospel. And so sometimes people ask you questions at the door that have to do with the Bible, but they really have 0% or anything to do with the gospel. And so some of the examples of these would be if people were to ask you questions about the end times. I've had people at the door ask me about, "Hey, do you think so-and-so is the Antichrist?" Or, you know, I've had people ask, "Do you think this will be World War III and will lead to the end times?" Or, you know, "Do you believe in a pre-trib rapture or post-trib? Or what do you think about this? What do you think about that?" And, you know, you'll have people sometimes ask you questions about the Bible. And look, I'm always happy to talk about the Bible, and I'm not one to shy away from questions about the Bible. But at the same time, there is a time and a place for those sorts of questions. And when you're at the door preaching the gospel, that is not the time or place to talk about the end times or the rapture. And so sometimes people will ask you questions about the Bible, but you have to ask yourself, is this related to the gospel? And if it is not related to the gospel at all, then you just want to avoid that question. There is no purpose of answering that question. It doesn't help them get saved. And it can be a divisive topic that could cause them not to even want to listen to the rest of the gospel presentation. So category A of avoiding questions is, you know, Bible questions that are unrelated to the gospel. But category B are just kind of random questions that are really not just unrelated to the gospel, but unrelated to the Bible. And sometimes people will ask you questions like this at the door. They'll say, "Well, you know what? What do you think of Donald Trump?" You know, I've had people talk to me about Donald Trump at the door, because to them, it's a very important topic, and, you know, they're like, this is really important, it's vital that they have the same political opinion, but in my opinion, it really doesn't matter, especially as I'm out preaching the gospel. Now, I have no problem talking about Donald Trump or Joe Biden or whatever politician and giving my opinion, but once again, there's a time and a place for this, and that time and place is not at the door while you're preaching the gospel. At the door, you're focused on preaching the gospel, and sometimes people that are not bad people, people that are friendly and willing to listen, sometimes they are really curious about something and they bring it up, but it has nothing to do with the gospel. And here's the thing, you don't want to go on those rabbit trails and waste your time on questions that are unrelated to the gospel. What it said in Titus 3:9 are foolish questions, it says genealogies, strivings about the law. It asks about all these different sorts of things. It mentions these things, and it's basically saying questions that are just not important. And you can link it to soul winning, because the next verse talks about a heretic after the first and second admonition reject. So we need to take this application as we're going out soul winning to avoid foolish questions and basically avoid questions that are unrelated to the gospel. And so even if they're about the Bible, if they're not related to the gospel, just avoid those questions. It's just a waste of time. Well, the question, though, is point number two, how do you avoid those questions? Because if somebody who is a nice and friendly person asks you a question and you just ignore them, that could come off as rude and it could tune them out. So what do you do? Well, what I will do is in a nice way, I'll say something like this. "Well, that's a very interesting question, and, you know, maybe we can talk about this at the end of the presentation, but I just want to quickly, you know, explain to you how to get to heaven, because that's the most important thing." So basically what you're going to try to do is sidestep the question by being very friendly and polite, and then just mention to them that it's an interesting thing, we can talk about it at the end of the conversation, And you know what? Honestly, 90%+ of the time, they forget about the question, and it's just not even important to them anymore, because as they've heard the whole gospel presentation, they realize that that is more important. So basically, avoid questions that are unrelated to the gospel, because our purpose at the door is to preach the gospel. However, you want to do it in a polite way. You don't want to be rude. Remember, the Bible says, when you come to an house, salute it. And sometimes people that are willing to receive your words, they're not a heretic, might be curious about something, and they might bring up a topic that's just really not that important, and they don't understand that. So be as polite as possible, be respectful, and just tell them, you know, it's interesting, but let's just come back to that later. And usually they end up forgetting about that. So that is when to avoid questions at the door. Anyways, thank you, and God bless.